I pray because being alive has moments of immense pain. I pray because being alive has moments of immense ecstasy. I pray because none of us deserve the cruelty or the grace. I pray because people are suffering. I pray because sometimes I have contributed to the suffering. I pray because sometimes there is nothing I can do to relieve the suffering. I pray to help me be present with them in the pain. I pray for consolation in the tragic gap, to traverse the landscape of grief between what could be and what is. I pray to see the greed, hatred, and distortions inside of me, and for help in healing these impediments to love. I pray to have time and space to sort through my reactions and uncover choice in responding. I pray because I am confused, overwhelmed, or not sure what to do. I pray because sometimes it's all I can do. I pray for guidance in how to live in harmony with the earth. I pray because sometimes it is the easiest way to let tears flow. I pray because the source of all love is the divine. I pray because the thorn might not be removed, and if it isn't, I need help in learning how to live with it. I pray for patience, to be patient with myself, with others, with what is. I pray because sometimes awe doesn't allow for anything else. I pray because sometimes the only words to say are thank you. I pray because sometimes there aren't words. I pray to remind myself that divine presence is everywhere I can possibly be. The only time God isn't present is when I'm having trouble noticing. I pray because all that I am and all that I have experienced has been from God. A mystery I can't fathom. I pray in preparation for dying. I want my last breath to be enfolded in prayer. I pray to remind myself the spirit is always on the move and creating anew. In pausing with the stillness, can I find the rhythm of the dance?